Hey there. So, this podcast, welcome back to the ACRA GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast with myself, Becky. In this episode, I'm going to look at the water purification required practical that is involved in Unit 10 of the ACRA GCSE Chemistry specification. This practical, it looks at the idea of analysing and purification of water samples from different sources to include pH measurements, removal of dissolved solids, and distillation. Now, in lessons, when you eventually do this experiment, if you've not done it, or if you've already done it, you'll have started with the first part, which is just analysing your sample of water. Usually, you can use some sort of universal indicator or a pH probe first to test the pH of your water. You can measure and record an empty mass of an evaporating basin, pouring 10 centimetres or the amount that you were given by your teacher to do in your lesson onto the evaporating basin, and then evaporate the water using a Bunsen burner until the majority of the water has evaporated. Once this has happened and the evaporating basin is cooled, you reweigh it, record the mass to see if there is a change, and then you repeat to calculate your average. You may be given several samples of water to test. For example, when I do this in my lessons, I quite often ask my students to compare a pure water sample, a rainwater sample, a seawater sample, and then a pond or a river water sample, just to see what different amounts of solutes are dissolved within the water. You can then be asked to discuss about how you would actually go about purifying your sample of water by distillation, in which case you'd be asked to place the water sample in a conical flask set upon a piece of apparatus for distillation. You'd then heat the water gently using a Bunsen burner until it boils. You'd then reduce the heat so the water boils gently. Collect around 1 centimetre depth of water in a cooled test tube, then stop heating, and then analyse that sample of water. Test the pH. You can then repeat the activity where you evaporate a small amount of water off and weigh and record any mass change using an evaporating basin, just to see if any solids are actually dissolved still within that sample. Now, you could be asked various different questions regarding this practical within your experiment. You could be asked to actually write a method, so it is absolutely vital you be revising and practicing writing down methods, both for the first part, which is analysing the sample, and the second part, purifying the sample. You could be asked to analyse a set of results given within the actual exam, so they could give you a series of data and ask you to analyse it and give your conclusions. They may ask you to explain how distillation works, this idea of water evaporates at low temperatures as it has a lower boiling point than the dissolved solids, and then when it condenses back into liquid as it cools down. You could be asked to explain why it's not economical to do this sort of experiment on a large scale to make drinking water, and that's linked with the cost of it costing too much to heat the water. You may be asked why may you not get all the water from the solution. This is some does not evaporate, some liquid actually ends up staying within the tube. So there are several types of questions you could be asked. You could be asked to give any controls that you would use on this experiment. You could simply be asked, with it regards to what does potable mean again? And that idea of potable water is drinkable water. That's safe to drink water with a low amount of dissolved solids and microbes. Not pure. But then obviously if you're purifying it, you could be asked to compare the difference between potable and pure water in linked with a question where you've been asked to talk about purifying a sample of water by distillation. So there's several sorts of questions you could be asked, and it is very worth maybe asking your teachers if there are any past practice questions you could be using with mark schemes, if you have revision guides, practicing the questions within those books about the required practicals. The more often you practice them, the more familiar those questions will feel when you go into your exams. Anyway, guys, that is it for me for this episode. As ever, thank you for listening and stay safe.